Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Justin Chang, Christy Lemire, and Charles Solomon. We begin with the sequel Ralph Breaks the Internet, a follow-up of Wreck-It Ralph from Disney Animation. What'd you think, Charles?
Didn't much care for it. Too busy, too frantic, too much feeling of a DreamWorks snarkiness in places. And I think Hosoda did most of this much better in Summer Wars, so it didn't do much for me.
Justin?
I like this better than Charles. I do like the inventiveness of the production design, but I do think it falls victim to becoming what it's trying to satirize.
I liked it better than both of you guys did. It moves really well, strong performances, and I found it delightfully subversive.
It's directed by Phil Johnston and Rich Moore. Ralph Breaks the Internet, rated PG. You can see it virtually everywhere. Creed 2, similarly, in wide release, a sequel to the Creed film, which brings back Sylvester Stallone in his Rocky character. The film stars Michael B. Jordan and Stephen Caple Jr. The director, Stallone, co-wrote the screenplay with Jewel Taylor. Justin?
I fell for this movie. I mean, it's sort of very much revisiting the Rocky myth through the next generation, effectively. But for all the cliches and the conventions, I think Michael B. Jordan is just such an astonishing charismatic talent.
It's a lot of formula, but it is reliable formula. Michael B. Jordan and Tessa Thompson have tremendous chemistry, and the tug of nostalgia of Stallone in this role is pretty undeniable.
Charles?
Yeah, I would agree. I thought the first one was better, and I think Coogler would have made this one better. But when Michael B. Jordan is on the screen, you can't look anywhere else.
Ryan Coogler, the director of the first Creed, Creed 2 in wide release, rated PG-13. Director Yorgos Lanthimos' new film is The Favorite, written by Deborah Davis and Tony McNamara, stars the trio of Olivia Colman, Emma Stone, and Rachel Weisz. Christy?
It's Yorgos Lanthimos' most accessible film, but that does not in any way diminish its bite or its wit. It is exquisitely made and deliciously mean with powerhouse performances.
Yeah, all of that. I think it's his best film, and it's just such a blisteringly fun movie. And Olivia Colman is an especial standout.
The Favorite, rated R, the Arclight in Hollywood, landmark in West L.A. And Roma, from writer, director, and cinematographer Alfonso Cuarón. Christy?
See on the biggest screen you can find. It is gorgeous, an exquisite black and white. It is devastatingly personal. I loved it.
It's a beautiful film, very personal memory piece of 1970s Mexico City. I wish I was able to lose myself in it more, but I agree everyone should absolutely see this on the biggest screen they could find.
Roma is screening at the Landmark in West L.A. next month. It'll begin streaming on Netflix. Roma's rated R. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, wishing you a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend.